Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Kingdom Life Ministries. I am your host, Alberta Mitchell. I will be leading the prayer this morning. Remember, you can call in between 10 and 11 o'clock every Saturday morning for prayer, live prayer. You may also download this prayer from Blog Talk Radio. The number is 646-929-2091. Again, if you would like live prayer, call in every Saturday morning between 10 and 11 o'clock at 646-929-2091. And now we will begin our prayer. Father God, we thank you. It's another day, Lord God, that you have given us. And we give you the praise and the thanksgiving. Lord, we just bless your name right now. Father, and we thank you and we ask you to bless each and every person that listens to this prayer. Father, we thank you and we bless you and we lift you up because you are the sovereign God. You are the God that does miracles. You are the God that created us. You are the God that put breath in our bodies. You are the God that blesses us. And God, our hearts are grateful. Lord, we say thank you, and we bless your name. Oh, God, you're so great. You're so powerful. You're so compassionate. You're so gracious. And, Lord, we love you, and we give you the glory. You are the mighty God. You are Jehovah Nissi, the God that fights for us. God, you're the God that heals our bodies. And we give you the praises today, Lord. We worship you, God. We lift our hands to you today, God. And we bring the supplications of our heart. And we say, thank you, God. Oh, God, you didn't allow the enemy to cut us off. Oh, God, but we thank you now that we're in our right mind. We thank you, God, that's a roof over our head. We thank you, God, that we have jobs to go to. We thank you, God, we have food on the table. We thank you, God, there are shoes on our feet. Thank you, Lord. And we bless you. And we give you the glory today. And we worship you for your greatness. We worship you, God, for your power. We worship you, God, for the works of your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you give us power. Oh, Father, we ask you now for power and strength to move forward in our day. Power and strength. Give us a mind, God, to do the things. Everything that we need to do, give us a mind, God, to go out and touch the lives of others and not be selfish as we live this life. Give us a mind, God, to be righteous and holy before you. God, we cry out before you today. Thank you, Jesus. We cry out before you today, God. Although things might be going on in our life, Father, we thank you. We are praying prayers of authority. We are praying prayers of authority because you, Lord, you said you put the authority in our mouth to loose and bind. You put the authority in our mouth to constrain and release. You put the authority in our mouth to speak life. Thank you, God. And we speak life today. Hallelujah to our children, to our brothers and our sisters, to our mothers and our fathers. We speak life today in the name of Jesus. And God, we say thank you. Oh, praise your name, King of glory, Almighty God. You are high and lifted up. God, we don't take you for granted, but we know that you are great and greatly to be praised in the city of our God and in the mountain of your holiness. Oh, God,
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we ask you to lift up our countenance. Bring encouragement to our souls. Cause righteousness and truth and integrity to flow through us. We bind the spirit of lying in the name of Jesus. And we loose the truth and power of God in the name of Jesus. Cause our memories to be sharp and our minds to be keen. Help us, God, to remember everything that we need to remember. And be articulate as we speak to men and as we speak the word of in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit of forgetfulness and confusion in the name of Jesus. We have the mind of Christ. We will think on whatsoever things are just and pure and lovely and of good report. Let this mind that is in Christ Jesus be also in us. Thank you, Jesus. Cause the waters, oh my God, of the Holy Ghost to flow through us. Oh my God. Let the waters of the Holy Ghost flow through us until out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, God. Let your rivers of living water flow through us, God. In the name of Jesus, we want to be effective. We want to have power when we speak to the lost. God, let miracles, signs, and wonders come when we speak to the lost and cause us to speak in power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We give you praises. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we're hungry for your power. We're thirsty for your power. We desire to see your power move. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Let the rivers of living water flow. Let the rivers of living water flow through us. Cause us to be true worshipers and worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Oh, God, quicken us, God, to search the scriptures and to pray the scriptures, quote the scriptures. Oh, God, help us to hear what the Holy Scriptures will have to say to us. Let us not be distracted. Cause us, Lord God, to be obedient to the word. Obedient to your voice and to your ways. In the name of Jesus, let us not turn to the left or to the right. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. You said in your word, my sheep know my voice, and another voice they will not follow. Lord Jesus, we're following your voice in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we cry out to you to fix our hearts. Cause us to be forgiving. Cause us to forgive. Cause us to walk in love. Oh, God, give us a strong love walk. you, Jesus. We bind the spirit of offense. We bind the spirit of grudge holding. We will not hold offense. We will not hold grudges. We lose the power of God. We lose the power of love. We lose the power of forgiveness over our life, in our heart, in our mind. We bind the spirit of anger. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Close up every separation. Close up every gap. Close up every breach. In the name of Jesus. And open doors for us that no man can close. Oh, Lord. Close the doors that you open for us, that the devil cannot enter. Take us to a place in you, God. Oh, Lord, as we pray, as we come before you, God, take us to a place in you, in our worship, in our prayer, in our study, where the enemy cannot enter. Anoint us, Lord, with the love of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Father God, you said in your word that death and life are in the power of our tongue, that whatsoever we speak, it shall come to pass. Lord God, we speak the word only. We speak life over our life. We speak the power of God. We speak the word of God over our life right now. In the name of Jesus. God, take the complaints out of our mouth. Take the negative words out of our mouth. Take the offense out of our mouth. Cause us to speak the word only. You said you'd hasten your word to perform it, God. And that your word is strong and will not return back to you void. Oh, God. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We have more than enough to meet every need. Money coming to us now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you're giving us prosperity. We thank you, Lord, that you're giving us ideas for businesses. We thank you, Lord, that you're giving us creativity and innovation in the name of Jesus, so that we can be kingdom givers. Thank you, Jesus. You want kingdom givers. You want kingdom builders. Oh, God, we said thank you. Our hearts are open to do the things that you've asked us to do. Our hearts are open, God. We will walk through the hard places. Thank you, Jesus. We will walk through the fires and not be burned. We will walk through the heavy waters, and the waters will not overtake us. God, we say thank you. We will go if you just hold our hand, God. Father, you said you will hold our hand and walk with us through the valley and the shadow of death. We will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Holy Ghost of God, come alongside and fellowship with us and teach us and give us divine wisdom and give us knowledge. And Lord, let your warring angels come alongside and fight the battle for us in the heavens. Oh, God, we need you to walk in this natural life. Oh, God, to walk in this natural body, although we are spirit-led, We need the power of the Holy Ghost and the power of all that you have to offer in the spirit in order to walk in this earth. We bind every unclean spirit that comes against us. We bind that wicked spirit that rears up against us. We bind that spirit that tries to disrespect us. We bind every spirit of the devil. We bind you in the name of Jesus. You have no authority over us. We bind your works in the name of Jesus. We bind up all flesh you trying to use against us in Jesus' name. Holy God, we lose the power of God. We lose the love. Told us to love everybody and don't hate God. So we lose the love of God in our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. We lose the anointing to take control of our atmosphere, wherever we might be, in the home, on the job, in the school. The devil is a liar. We are the children of the living God. And we have power to overcome the works of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. We bind the spirit of manipulation that comes against us. We bind unclean thoughts that sit and contrive evil to try to come against us. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We lose the power that's in our mouth to say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The power that's in our mouth to say that the devil is rebuked by the blood of Jesus. The power that's in our mouth to say that we're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let these mouths of ours speak power and authority and the word of God. We will not speak evil. We will not have evil complaints. We bridle the flesh tongue and we loose the spirit of God tongue in our mouth today. In the name of Jesus. Close our ears to backbiters and fault finders and scandalizers and gossipers. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Close our ears, God, to negative words, gossipers and backbiters and fault finders. Close our ears. We don't want no negative in our spirit. And open us up to the word of God, the power of God, the anointing of God, and the spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Close our ears to lying tongue. Close our ears to perverseness. In the name of Jesus, close our ears to wicked imagination. Close our ears and our eyes to false witnesses. And everybody that's sowing unrighteousness, discord, and division. Oh, God, you are Jehovah Tiskanu, our righteousness. And we yield ourselves to you. We yield ourselves to your righteousness. Oh God, anoint our ears to hear the word of God, to hear the calling of God. Anoint our ears, Lord, our spiritual ears, so that we will know to do the things that you're telling us to do, the things that you're putting in our spirit to do, the righteousness that you want us to do. Open our ears, God, to what you would have to say to us. Let it be planted on the inside of us. Let us accomplish everything that you want us to do. Let us push forward. Hold our head up and straighten our back and fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. In the name of Jesus, cause us to have the watchman anointing, that we will watch, fight, and pray. We'll stand in the gap for Jesus. We'll do what the Holy Ghost tells us to do. God, you said in your word, can I find a man to stand in the gap and make up the hedge? Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, choose us to stand in the gap and pray for the Ukraine, for the innocent people over there that need food, clothing, and shelter. Use us, God, to stand in the gap for Uganda and Nigeria and South Africa, for the man stealers. Constrain them in their flesh in the name of Jesus and cause everyone that's captive to be loosed. Use us, God, to stand in the gap and to bind confusion and fighting in Ferguson, Missouri, and all over this country with racial tensions. In the name of Jesus, let peace flow like a river. Let the righteousness of God flow like the river of God. God, use us to stand in the gap for those that are in prison that are innocent. In the name of Jesus, let the evidence come to free the innocent. In the name of Jesus, use us, God, to stand in the gap to come against the spirit of murder, homicide, and suicide, walk in the school houses. God, in the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit in Jesus' name. We loose the power of the blood that no child will be harmed, no child will be killed, no child will be murdered, no child will commit suicide. We bind the spirit of suicide. In the name of Jesus, use God to stand in the gap for those that are in need, those that are in poverty. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will supply their need. Use us, God, to stand in the gap for that husband, that wife, that mother, that father that's unemployed, that need food, clothing, and shelter for their children. Lord, cause them to find a job. Cause them to find income. Let them know that you are their source and their provision comes from the Lord. He told us to stand in the gap. Make up the hedge. Put the fire of God in your church. Put the miracles of God back in the church. Put the signs and wonders of God back in the church. Use us, God. Choose us and use us to let your glory be free. Let your glory and your power rise up. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you today. We give you praises. We ask you, God, that you would cover us, protect us as we walk to and fro, as we go to and fro. We bind the plans of the devil. We hide ourselves under the shadow of your mighty wing. Cover us, God, with the word. Cover us, God, with your prosperity. Cover us, God, with your blood. Cover us, God, with your Holy Ghost. You are our shepherd. We shall not want. You make us to lie down in green pastures. Lead us beside the still waters. You restore our souls. You're able to make all grace abound toward us. And we, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. We thank you, God, today. Cause us to love one another. Cause us to love our enemies. Thank you, Jesus. Give us a strong love walk in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Bless those that despitefully use us. Bless those that persecute and hate us in the name of Jesus. Our lives are wrapped up in you, God. Give us a pure heart and a right spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We want a visitation from the Lord. We don't want to be left down here, Lord, when you come. We want to feel your power. We want to feel your glory. We want to feel your spirit, God. You told us that we're salt and light in the earth. Oh, God, let our light so shine that men may see our good work and glorify our Father in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Let our light shine as we walk among the unsaved. Let our light shine as we walk among the heathen. Let our light shine as we walk among the unrighteous. Oh, God. Where there's no salt, let us salt that place where we are. We are your true worshipers. In the name of Jesus. And we have dominion, power. Thank you, God. I decree and declare that we have more than enough to meet every need. That godly businesses have more than enough to meet every need. That all your people are provided for. I decree and declare godly visions to harvest souls, be supplied the resources that they need to complete the vision. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us a heart for the lost. Give us a heart for those that are bound by alcohol and drugs. Give us a heart for those that have yokes of bondages. Give us a heart for those that are in poverty. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that this year we will have the leading and the help of the Holy Ghost to complete our destiny and our purpose. No more ungodly delays. No more ungodly disappointments and discouragement. In the name of Jesus, we cut out ungodly delays. In the name of Jesus, we will grab hold and stay focused. Oh, God. We decree and declare this year will we soar like eagles and conquer and overcome and be victorious over every burden, every trial, and every obstacle. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus flows over us like a stream and wash away sin. God, forgive us of our sin. Forgive us of past hurts. Forgive us of past mistakes. Forgive us of things we said and done wrong. Wash us in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we decree and declare that the power of the blood of Jesus wash our minds from guilt and shame and condemnation and disbelief and doubt. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare we are redeemed in Christ. We are the head and not the tail. We are new creatures in Christ. We're blessed going in and coming out. We have liberty in Christ. We are not bound by the wicked devices of the devil. We decree and declare we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God have blessed the work of our hands. God have given us divine favor. We are the children of the Almighty God. We are covered under the blood of Jesus. We are blessed. We are partakers of his divine nature. We are victorious in every battle. God have given our hands the power to fight. Shower your anointing and your power over us that we will have the strength to fight. In the name of Jesus, Father God, no matter where we find ourselves, in every difficult situation, Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to cause us to be overcomers in Christ Jesus. We thank you, God. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us. Touch these bodies, God, and heal us from head to toe. We bind the spirit of misery, pain. We bind the spirit of infirmity, and we loose the power of healing. We loose the power of God to heal these bodies in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your healing go into hospitals and nursing homes. Let your healing go into places where people are bound and need to be set free. You are El Shaddai. You will provide everything that we need. Thank you, God. In this new year, God, cause us to rise up. Don't let nothing stop us from our purpose and our destiny. This is the beginning of the year. Set the tone for this year for us. Let the blood of Jesus conquer every wicked plan of the devil. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we say thank you. Shape us, God. Mold us. Fix us. And use us. Shape us, God. Fix us. Mold us. And use us. We want to be used by you, Lord. We surrender. We surrender our hearts. We surrender our talents. We surrender our will. We say yes to you, Lord. Show us what you want us to do. Tell us what you would have us to do, Jesus. Fill our cups and we'll go. Oh, God, we'll go. If you go with us, Lord God, we'll go. If you stand with us, we'll be the bold soldiers that you're calling for. Thank you, Jesus. Keep us on the right path. Bind the spirit of destruction that comes against us and every unclean spirit trying to devour us. Don't let it be victorious. Don't allow the plans of the devil to be victorious. Don't allow the devil to use people around us to cause us to be anxious or angry. Oh, God! Let every evil spirit that's around us, that the devil is trying to use to get next to us, let every evil spirit be bound and go. And go. We send it out to the pit of hell. We send it out to utter darkness. Every evil spirit of the devil, every wicked spirit, every unclean spirit, every perverted spirit, we bind it in the name of Jesus and command it to go. Thank you, God. Let the power of God take over. Let the power of God shift the atmosphere wherever we are. Power of the living God. Shift the atmosphere, Lord. Shift the atmosphere, Lord. Thank you, God. Give us revelation to solve our problems. Give us new ideas. Bless the work of our hands. Cause us to inherit land and substance in this earth. Bless our latter end greater than our former. Bless our children, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, husbands and wives. In the name of Jesus, God, let your Shekinah glory fill this earth. You said that the glory of the Lord will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. We're looking for your glory. We're looking for revival, God, to come to our country. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. We're looking for your power to be manifested in this earth. We don't want the power of the devil to rise up. But we want to see the power of God. God, we're hungry for your power. We're thirsty for your power. We need your power to be made manifest. We want to see you, Lord. We want to see you, Jesus. We want to see your glory. Thank you, Lord. Help us, God, to stay on fire for the Lord. Let us not be dull, but help us to stay on fire. Put a word in our mouth that we will have it to encourage and teach everybody that we meet. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would bless those that are homeless. Help them, God, to find children in their family. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that we will be of use to you. We pray, God, that on this day that you would bless everything that we do. Be near to us, God. Let us not get our minds off of you. But, Lord God, help us to think all day long about the presence of God and how close and how near you are to us. And how much you love us. We bind the spirit of wrong thinking. We are the children of God, and God does love us no matter what we're going through. Father, we thank you. We ask you to pull us through now, God. Whatever heartache and trouble we might be going through, whatever we might be facing, God, we asking you to pull us through, because we know that you can, and we know that you will. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your power and your spirit. Thank you, God, for loving us. We bless your name now. We give you the glory. We worship you. We praise you. You are sovereign God. You are mighty God. Oh, God, we lift you up. Oh, God, you are an awesome God. And we bless you today, the God of heaven and earth. You sit high and you look low. Oh, God, thank you for making us, for molding us, for taking care of us. We're glad that you're God and not man. We're glad you have our future in your hands and not man. We're glad that you've orchestrated a good plan for us, and our source is not man. We thank you today, God, and we bless you. And we ask you that every ear listening to this prayer be blessed above measure and know the love of God in their life. In Christ Jesus, amen.